Confidant, have you heard of NAD Plus? If not, stick with me here, okay? Because I've been hearing about this everywhere, and I was like, wait, what even is this? Apparently, it's a powerful peptide found in every cell in your body, right? It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and it plays a key role in slowing the aging process. But as we age, NAD Plus levels decline, and it can lead to fatigue and brain fog and sluggish metabolism. So this is where Effecty comes in, right? Effecty's NAD Plus therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improve focus, and enhance recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting to go needle-free like me. And the best part, truly, Confidants, this is why like I wanted to tell you about this. It's 100% online. Okay, it's fast shipping. I got mine so quickly. There are no hidden fees and unlimited access to licensed doctors, so you can start feeling the benefits in no time. I have been using the nasal spray. I do it in nostrils 1 to 3 times a day, and I genuinely feel like such a glow and happier peace of mind. I am such a big fan, and I want you to become one too. So are you ready to recharge your body? Right now, my listeners get $50 off NAD Plus longevity treatments at effecty.com with code Kelsey at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code Kelsey for $50 off. No hassle, no membership, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Woo! Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. Back with me by popular demand. Brian, the people loved you.
That is very sweet.
The
really?
Confidants were like, he's so funny. Bring him back.
Wow, I love them too. Honestly, yeah. like a couple of people from the audience,
the confidants,
have reached out. And I'm like, oh my god, you guys are kind of sweet. Yeah,
we are very sweet. We have a great audience. They're very, and like, even if I fuck up and like say something wrong, the way that they'll like correct me is so kind.
They call you in. Not
they call
you
me in. And I was like, I don't know what I did to deserve this little corner of the internet that is so kind. But yeah, they thought you were great. They loved you. I adore you. We also just had finished gabbing. We like gabbed for an hour.
We really did.
We had a full gab session
before we turned the cameras on.
Yeah. So, my God.
We're comfy. It's crazy. I love that we are like through this, getting to know each other better.
I know.
Because like, we've worked together, but it was always like kind of like satellites, like been around. And I feel like this is like our friendship like forming for me, which is fun. I have always admired you. I'm not going to
say. Same. Oh, I think so you're so. y'all missing me just like gushing over you.
Very kind.
And I talk about you behind your back in a good way.
Oh, great. I talk about you behind your back in a bad way. I'm kidding.
Good. Yeah, I love a villainous era. That's me. No, I'm like, you're so funny. Why aren't you doing this? Why doesn't, like, what? You're just so funny.
Honestly, that is very, very sweet. We've talked about it a little bit. Yeah, working on accepting a compliment. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I am. That's me. Yes, I'm funny and hot. Wow. I'm kidding.
Speaking of hot.
Ooh. Are we gonna get there already?
I'm like, no. I'll give him a little teaser.
No, we can't.
Okay, today I figured you would be the perfect person to talk to about this because, as y'all know, a couple weeks ago you were here talking about the inauguration.
Of course, right?
Made it hilarious. We love to see that. But there was a whole segment that I wanted to talk about dick pics, and we just gabbed for too long, too hard. And I said, you must come back,
perfect,
and gab. But before we get to that. Housekeeping? Do you have any housekeeping?
Ooh, housekeeping. You know, okay, I do actually.
Tell me.
So last time I was here, I think I had told you that I had just started ADHD medicine, yes?
Oh, did you?
I
think you told me off air.
Yeah, off air. Yeah, not on air. Off air, yes. I had talked about that. And so I was on whatever it is. I can't remember.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And they upped my dose. And so I have an Oura Ring and it like.
Same.
Okay, great, bitch. Okay, we're Oura bitches. My stress went through the fucking roof when I
started.
I know. So it wasn't working. So I had to stop taking it, which I'm bittersweet. Like, so I was on it for like a month, and then when they up my dose, my stress every day, I was like,
because you probably hours. Just your heart rate was just like, I'm pumping, yeah, and you're like, why fuck? Are we pumping?
Exactly. Oh, I no. know, which is fine. So that's my housekeeping, is that, like, you know, mental health is a journey.
Yes.
And you have to kind of like,
and sometimes you gotta tweak things, you gotta mix and match. So are you off of it completely?
They're putting me back down to the 10. So I have my check in Wednesday. And oh, should I?
I'm not just putting it. Yes. Give us your sexy voice.
I'm them, so yes. I'm gonna go back on. That's, thank you. This isn't sexy.
Then. No, it is.
Is that sexy?
Oh my God. Is that it? You sound straight.
You know what? I was in a fraternity.
right. Sorry, wait,
we'll get there. But yeah, so yeah, I'm going back down to a down. 10, yeah, to see if it lowers my stress. But yeah, it was very strange. So that's my housekeeping, is that I'm on this mental health journey, addressing my ADHD, and yeah.
We're moving through it.
We are, but I'm glad I'm not stressed anymore. Because you know when you're stressed and then you check and you see you're stressed and it just compounds? I'm like,
You're like, bro, I didn't need you to affirm that I'm having a bad day. Like, you looked me right in my face and were like, sit down. Bitch, yeah. You're having a hard time. But I do love my Oura Ring.
Same. It's, I'm assuming, not sponsored.
Not sponsored. I wish.
Yet.
Calling that in, right, manifesting.
Yeah, very that. Yeah, but it's very much sometimes it's like, she's that girl that's like, you clearly are stressed, like you're crying. Yeah. And then it's like your friend going, you look like shit. That's kind of, Oura Rings are kind of that. Like, they're kind of the friend that like, ooh, like.
They're the one that's, my favorite notification is when it's like, time to stretch your legs. No, motherfucker. I was actually enjoying my 7th hour scrolling through TikTok by myself. What are you talking about?
Wow. Yeah, she really is. It's very lightly judgmental.
Yes.
It's like a grandmother. It's like a sweet grandmother who does care.
Yes.
But is also kind of a bitch.
And you know what? Like, as the AI moves through into that direction, I do feel like I trust my Oura. I feel like my Oura got my back and I got it. I feel like we would be friends. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah.
Like, I have used Apple Watches and like the running thing, and like, I didn't like it.
Uh-huh. I agree.
This feels like we have something.
Yeah. She literally sleeps with me.
Yeah.
Tells me like, that was a good sleep. It's like, oof, that was a little rough. And she knows.
And she knows when I'm getting sick.
I thought you were gonna say knows when I'm getting dick. But
that too.
She also
she calculates that as stress though.
She's like, wow, they were in their
I don't
deep,
know, maybe
huh?
I'm having a bad or like, do I need to like what kind of sex? BDSM?
I love the idea that your Oura was like, you didn't come.
No! Hey, girl, let's be real fucking for real right now. Let's be so honest. You lied to that man's face.
You did. I'm faking
you lied
it again.
Straight to it. My Oura data completes that you have faked it again. This is bad for the patriarchy.
I love that. I that
need
a lot.
That.
That's kind of fun. I really want that to be the next round of Oura. Or if you're listening.
Are you listening?
I want you to track our organs.
Why not? I would fully give it permission to.
How would it know? What is your heart rate? Does it change?
It definitely changes.
Ups and downs?
Maybe if it could like detect your screaming. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, excuse me, were you getting choked 5 minutes ago? Because your heart rate, your heart stopped.
I love the idea. Were you getting choked? And then it goes like, because like, hey, good or bad? Like, I don't know.
Yes.
But it's okay. I like it.
Yes.
I asked.
Consensual choking. Where's that button?
That's what it is. It's like, wow, your heart rate was elevated. And asking, were you consensually choked?
And if you hit no, it calls 911.
Wow.
Or we're on to something.
Us. Wait a
the
minute.
The marketing
baby.
Is writing itself.
Silly.
Stop. Wow, That's really funny. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought up stress because my housekeeping was that I am stressed because I don't know if you, I'm sure you have to deal with this because as creators, we have checks and jobs coming in from left and right. And already the 1099 deadline was this week. And did I just say that?
You scared me. I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. Did I? Like, wait, when you say that, you mean for them to send you your 1099s? Yes.
They had to submit. Like if they've hired people.
Correct.
So you may not have gotten it yet, but you're going
to
start.
Yeah, I know. I've already started to get them, but I was like, so I think I've gotten all of mine.
I've been getting them and I had to send them because I hire people.
Oh, yeah.
And I have never had a tax season in the last like 7 years that has gone smoothly. I have fucked up a form, written the wrong thing, been delayed. Like,
oh my God.
I've never had a good time. And the crazy thing is I have a tax man.
I was going to say, I'm like, do you know, I don't do mine. So I don't know. I just give them papers.
I don't either.
So girl, what is going on? Fire this man.
Honestly, could say it. Say it so I don't have to. Yeah, because I'm like, this shouldn't be so stressful.
No, at all.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially with someone who with like, say it a calculexia.
Dyscalculia? Backwards numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
We talked about that off cam, yes, but yes.
The confidants know. Yeah, it's like
that's not fair to you.
It's not fair to me.
Wow. Also, the IRS should give you an extension for your disability. Let's talk
every
about
year
it.
I do. Every year I extend till October. I almost extend to the full next calendar year because I am so backed
this is
up.
So bitch, the way I don't know what this is going. Yeah,
you guys have to give me a tax person's name after this.
I will. Yeah, I'll email you. To be fair, I don't hire people. Yeah. So that might be.
Yeah, that is always stressful. Yeah. And then where my money comes in from, sometimes I put it in this bank account. Sometimes I do PayPal. Some people pay. They hate Venmo and PayPal.
I know.
And that's the taxes, people.
Anytime, because I've done a couple of shows where they pay me through. Yes. Or actually, it's always PayPal. And they're always like, don't. If you can get a check or get a direct
deposit. Y'all get your shit together.
PayPal,
get your fucking governmental shit relationship together. Sounds like y'all need to talk.
I agree. I mean, you know what? Elon's there now. He had something to do with the fucking startup. Well, Elon was a part of the.
Oh, PayPal. Yeah.
So I'm saying, so fucking figure it out.
Well, it checks out now that it's so booty juice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know how things be booty juice sometimes. The juicy just be booty. Booty juice
for me might not be the same.
So booty juice is a positive for you.
Yeah.
Can be.
Yeah. No, yes, it is. Creaming. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Booty juice, I have swamp ass. I'm sweating and I need a wet towel. I need a wet one before you get in there.
Yeah, okay. I was about to take this in a whole different direction and I won't. So
you know what? I'm here for your directional.
I was gonna ask, have you done anal? And then I was like, it's Kelsey.
Yeah, of course I've done anal.
Right. That's why I was like, the question feels silly.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, you know
what? What kind? What's the detail?
Yeah, things get saying it's the same. Obviously.
Yes. When we're doing booty things,
right.
Booty juice belongs.
Right.
And it's the same thing as
natural.
Yeah, you're gonna expect booty juice when you're doing booty things. But my thing is I don't want booty juice when I'm sitting on my couch at 3 p.m.
Yeah, by yourself. Booty juice is a problem.
I'm like, oh my God. This booty, it's too hot. It's growing up in Florida.
In Missouri, we get swampy too.
Swamp ass.
Wow.
We got there. It was like that improv game where you try and say the same word.
Three, two, one. Florida.
Swampa. Oh, fuck. I thought you were going.
Well, okay. I thought we were doing a new
one. Wait.
Florida and swamp ass. Okay.
Three, two, one. Hot. Alligator.
Hot alligator. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Crocodile. Wait, you didn't say anything.
I was going to say Georgia the Jungle. And that makes no sense. I stopped myself because that's what was coming out of my mouth.
I feel like I just watched you malfunction. You glitched. I was like, wait, we were going. Remember because, we were doing the thing?
Because I heard what I was going to say and realized how crazy.
But low-key, if you had said Georgia the Jungle, I would have been like, okay. Yes. Okay. It's like I'm like one of those guys on Family Feud the person is. I would be like, no, Marsha, that was the dumbest fucking thing you've ever said. Georgia the Jungle, where?
What does that have to do with
Are you okay? Get out of here. On national television, making our family look like
stupid?
This?
Stupid? Fuck, Marsha. Wow. I don't know where
anyway.
We
are. Moving merrily along.
Stupid.
But yeah, I'm going to get your tax guy's info. What about, I found something I really liked what I found on TikTok this week. Can I play it for you?
Please do, yeah.
Okay, so there was a lot of drama ever since You Know Who went into the White House. It's always something. Yeah. The news, I've already seen the stress of the news compared to last 4 years. It's already chaos and I hate it. And just all the shit that's happening with the airlines and things, the planes.
It's scary.
It's scary.
The one in D.C. was already scary. And then 2 days later for the fucking Philadelphia, I was like, wait a minute,
yes.
You guys.
And now this more,
there was another thing?
It didn't crash, but it was
another near miss? They said a lot of them. There's been a lot of them lately.
And they also say it happens all the time. They just don't say it.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. I don't want to know.
Wow. Okay. Is it crazy? I'm the opposite. I want to know.
Bro, if we knew everything, we would your aura ring would combust. Your aura ring would blow off your hand. Anyway, Hank Green, fellow creator and internet dad, said something that really resonated. I just really enjoyed it. And I wanted to play it not necessarily for this audience, but just for us to remember and maybe share with other people in our lives. Mm. So Hank had talked about something and a woman had commented about the plane situation and said, come on, is there anyone here that doesn't believe Black Hawk went straight for the airline jet and fast? If anyone had time to correct, it would be the Black Hawk. And this is how Hank responded. I really enjoyed this.
to remember is that I have no idea how anything works, especially when I definitely have no idea how anything works. Like, I don't know how helicopters work. I don't know how planes work. I don't know how many pilots are in a Black Hawk. I don't know what the other person in the Black Hawk. I don't know how many people can be carried in a Black Hawk. I don't know how air traffic control works. I don't know how flying a plane works. I desperately need you motherfuckers who liked this comment, the 22,000 of you. I need you to say to yourself, I don't have any idea how anything works. I just saw a video here on TikTok from a guy who was a pilot of Black Hawk helicopters who had flown that flight path over the Potomac many times before. And you know what his take was? A good one. It was a good take.
Real?
Because he knew what he was talking about. You and I have no idea what the fuck is going on. We know jack shit.
Wow.
Can say it. I know jack shit. I know jack shit. I know jack shit. I need you motherfuckers to say this. Yes. I know jack shit.
Yes.
Hank yes. Green losing his shit. First of all, how dare you made Papa yell at us like that?
Right?
You guys pissed this man off. He said motherfucker twice.
I mean, honestly, I'm like, that was kind of scary.
I know. I was like, oh God. Got flashbacks to like preschool, but truly, like, there was something so cathartic about that.
It's what I feel like that is my biggest frustration with TikTok is that in the internet at large,
yes.
It makes, but specifically TikTok, I feel like it is for kids who liked writing research papers. Like, it is like, yes, and here's my chance to spew whatever half research thing I thought. And then everyone's like, yes.
I hear you and I agree. And now this becomes true.
Yeah. And I'm like, what?
And like, as this man stays in office, it's only going to get worse. We're only going to keep hearing things. We're going to keep getting these breaking news stories, and the chaos is going to only get worse. And I think next time I get into an argument with someone about something that I don't need to spend my energy doing, I'm just going to say, hey, you know what? You don't know shit and I don't know shit.
And that's okay.
And we can move on.
Yeah.
And like, that's so, wow. We both just saved ourselves so much. Like everything, time, energy.
And potentially this friendship. Because I feel like we're going to ruin a lot of just like by arguing over things. I'm like, do we need to? Again, I think maybe we'll just keep coming back to the internet is kind of. Gift and a curse. Everyone doesn't need to have their opinion out loud.
Yes.
That
loudly.
And affirms that much. It's too much just commentary. Loud. Yes. And I'm
loud.
Like,
you're loud and wrong.
Girl,
that's the worst.
Comment. And honestly,
I would know because I'm loud and wrong a lot. But the biggest difference is I'm self-actualized enough to know that I can be wrong sometimes and not have a hot take.
Wow. Honestly, can we get some medium takes? I think we have too many hot takes. Let's, you know, I think we need some iced cold takes. Let's bring the temperature down on the takes because it's way.
It's getting
warm.
That.
I think that's what's causing global warming.
Is the hot takes?
All the hot takes. It's way too many fucking hot takes.
Right hot take actually cancels out. It goes cold.
I think that's what it is. What that's the thing is that we have because the percentage of takes.
You know.
I know.
Clearly, this is something we know about this weather information.
Literally just talk about how people don't know shit and I'm spewing.
No. The hot air from your mouth scientifically heats up the planet.
Yeah, and there's too
many
people.
That's factual.
Wow. Too many people on TikTok giving hot takes. And I'm like, take them down. Bring some cool takes to the group.
I love the idea of you starting everything you say with like, okay, guys, this is a medium take, but I don't think we should, you know.
You know what? Medium take, pineapple on pizza, it's okay.
Oh.
Whoa, is that not... But
you said like the one wrong thing to me. No,
I know. Could you imagine?
I do love pizza on pineapple on pizza.
There's also science behind that. We love contrast in everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's that the contrast sense. Of the sweet and the salty. So like, of course, that is
umami.
Literally... Umami. Thank you.
Culture.
It's wow. You know what? Read a book. If you don't like... If you don't like pineapple on pizza,
read
a fucking
book.
And
that's how you'll learn things. Or like, I love the idea of being an expert on something. Like this podcast used to be every week I would bring an expert on something.
Sure, yeah.
And I could just be the dumb person that's teach me. But the problem is now we all have ChatGPT, we all have Google, we all have Facebook, and we think we fucking know everything.
Yeah, because like what is an expert anymore? I feel like that has been.
It can't be your
down.
10,000 hours anymore. It used to be like school and a degree, but now even that you could spend 10,000 hours like watching TikToks on plane and not be right. Yeah, what happened just now that I said that
no,
word
I did it. I
and
liked
it fell out of my mouth that way?
I'm sorry,
you know what's on the mind.
I know. Yeah, I do know what's on the mind, baby. But yeah, and even with like having a degree, I have a master's degree.
Excuse oh, the I do. Fuck out of me.
I do. Yeah.
What?
Mass media communication. So like, okay. It's a. So, but what?
Wow, he went to school.
She didn't go to school, baby. She went to school. But that's what I'm saying. The fact that I have a master's degree, I'm like, girl, like if I can get it, anyone can.
It's
and
me with a gun. The fact that I have it, like we should all be scared.
We should really reconsider the value of these things.
Yeah, and like, look, next time you have such a hot take, look around and say, like, do I do this for a living? Am I in this environment? Like, and I think that's how misinformation spreads so easily, because the comment section now has become the news, frankly.
100%.
And it's like, I'm going to the comment section before I'm finishing the video, because I just want to hear takes.
Right. Yeah.
I'm the problem. Because I do like reading some takes.
Really?
But I like reading takes in comments, and I like it when people are very wrong.
Oh, yeah. I want to see how dumb people are. Like, well, have you ever like clicked on a video thinking like, surely people are going to disagree with this? And then you go to the comments and everyone's on their side and you're like,
Am I the wrong one? Am I crazy?
It's really that sometimes it's gaslighting.
It's a problem.
It's very gaslighting. But yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Not only bring the takes down, but if your take is being investigate the people who are siding with you and really ask.
Should I be proud? Fucking Uncle Randy liked my Facebook. Like,
yeah, there have been times where someone that I did not like agreed with me, and I was like,
I gotta sit the fuck way the fuck down.
Maybe I am wrong.
Self reflection.
Yeah, I'm like, if I landed here, something's wrong.
But thank you, Hank Green, for that. Thanks. That little tick 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 tickety tick tick tick, tick doc taught me.
Tickety dick.
Ryan, when we come back from a break, we're gonna talk about dick pics. Thank God. Are you ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Confidence, okay? It's still Q1. We still have time. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you, okay? Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle like me. I am like too busy thinking about what I need to feed Hippo, let alone have the time to think about what I need to be feeding myself, which is why I love when Factor shows up at my doorstep. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Okay, you can choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That was me sleeping, confidants. Did you know that we spend nearly a third of our lives in bed? That's a lot of time. So why not make every night's sleep the best it can be with Avocado's Green Mattress? All Avocado mattresses are crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton, ensuring a safe, healthy sleep environment free from harmful chemicals and toxins. Like, duh, when you're sleeping, why wouldn't you want that? Okay, it is designed to provide exceptional support and comfort with options ranging from gentle, firm to plush, meaning diverse sleep needs and preferences are all taken care of. Okay, baby, you can even take a mattress quiz to see which mattress and comfort option is right for you. And Avocado is committed to sustainability. Their mattresses are made from organic, eco-friendly materials that are both good for you and the planet. So head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Confidant, do you struggle with like your hormone balance? I know I do. There is so much happening in our environment all the time that is putting me in dysregulation. You know, like stuff in our food, in our skincare, not to mention all the natural chemical changes that are happening in our bodies in general. But now we don't have to suffer through it anymore. Okay. You are not alone. Now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. I am talking about irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use our code Kelsey for 15% off today. Oh! Ryan.
Yes.
How do you feel? What's your relationship to dick pics?
I love them. Okay. I know. I'm one of the rare ones.
I don't think it's that rare.
But see, I mean,
talk about it.
Because like I know that people don't like when, I guess, unsolicited, mm-hmm. Usually people on the internet that you don't know. But yes. If it's someone I know or like I'm having like sexy time with, obviously, yeah. I love a yes. random dick pic. Like, just like I'm at work yes. or I get a text, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a meeting and it's just you like, fuck you. I'm like, fuck,
oh my God, you like yeah, the, I, oh my God, getting I caught like, yeah. a little bit. Like, not, no one knowing.
I didn't realize that about me, but maybe it is a little bit of danger. Like, that, I love being like,
it's
oh,
like
shit.
People who like to fuck in public. A little bit of the blood boner is the idea caught. Of getting caught, uh-huh. which to me, that sounds like my worst nightmare.
Getting caught having sex?
Oh my God, I would be mortified, dude.
Seriously?
Mortified.
I've never been caught having sex either, but that feels like your worst fear. No way.
It's
no
up way. There.
Really?
I don't like getting yelled at. Oh. You know how I do my relation to cops. I yell back. And so I don't want to find myself in a situation with my pants literally down. And you know I don't want to be reprimanded for fucking ever.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, because I'm like, this is natural.
Yes. Like, okay. We all do it.
Birds do it. Bees
worms
do it.
Do it.
Even educated fleas do it. Let's all do it. What is isn't that song? What is that song? Yeah.
What is that from?
I think it's called Let's Fall in Love. I'm almost certain that's the name of the song.
Don't go. Where's my button?
Don't there Google you go. It.
Don't right. Google it. That's so funny. Yeah. yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah, pro but, dick pic.
Pro dick pic.
Now, do you send them? You can also tell me if I fuck off with that.
No, I do. So I am weary to send them. So I have, okay. but like, especially when I was younger, I was like, absolutely. Yeah. I was very scared. The older I've gotten, the more I'm like, fuck it. Yeah. But I like to receive them. I specifically am like, oh yeah, I love pro to know that you were thinking yeah. about me. Aww. I love
it's
when
like
you
get
have
flowers.
It is.
A bouquet like, of oh, cock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I think that they are like love letters. I'm like, give me a good little dick pic. I'm like, oh, he was thinking of me.
Now, do you need to be attracted to the dick, or are all dicks beautiful in your mind?
I don't think I need to necessarily be. Well, I guess I do have to, because I'm like, all dicks are not beautiful. They're not.
Oh.
I do think most. Don't get me
hot
wrong. Hot take. Hottest to take. You think all of them are beautiful?
Oh, no, fuck no.
Oh, yeah.
No,
okay,
no. Oh, my God. Not no. All. I see a lot of ugly dicks. A lot.
Huh. Why?
A lot. I've also seen a lot of interesting looking vaginas.
Right. Okay. You know? And see, this is another hot take. And obviously, gay might have to. Vaginas scare me. I am like, actually like, they are pretty. Like, I do think they are, like, pretty vaginas, but they always just feel a little scary. It's a little mysterious.
I'm not going to lie. There's so many buttons.
Yes.
And everyone's machine is different.
Yeah.
And that's what freaks me out is, like, I love this button getting fucking pressed. Please and do. This person that has, like, a giant steel trap over their box. Like, don't push this button. If you push this button, I'm going to explode.
I will murder you.
Yeah, I'll kill you. So I, as a pussy connoisseur,
yes,
okay. I too sometimes am like, but do you know what cures that? And you won't ever have this opportunity because gay? Mm-hmm. The communication.
Yeah, that's true.
Me
yeah,
just
yeah.
going so like, does this like higher, lower,
yeah,
left,
where
right?
Do you want it?
Where, yeah.
I mean, I understand that in yeah. terms of like sex positivity. Yeah. Like, sure, like it's yeah. always communication. So yeah,
but
I wonder
like, there's
about
nothing
vagina
hot about a pussy pic, really, if for you personally. Yeah.
Do people find pussy pics? I'm sure. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. If you send me a pussy, I like
you
would scream and drop my phone.
Throw
like,
your phone
like,
out
oh
the
my
window.
God! Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah.
That was scary.
No.
To me.
Yeah. I think what I realized when I was researching this extensively this morning, mm-hmm. I don't like a dick pic. I love a dick activity.
Oh,
I want you to be. When you send me a dick pic, first of all, send me a dick video and fucking do something with it. Slap it in your hand. Walk it through a small Lego town.
Wow.
Put it in some foil and heat it up in the microwave.
I don't. Yeah, give me paint. Do, it. Do get, make, get put a little face on it and make it wink. Like say, do some fucking.
Do a character,
work.
A sock puppet.
Oh my God,
with your foreskin. Oh. Like I want. Activity.
I agree.
I don't like, no offense to you and your kind.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I don't like just like.
Here's flaccid dick. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even like a hard one. I'm like,
sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And what do I do with that?
Yeah.
Put your arm in it. Flex a little. Yeah.
Give me some perspective. You know, I like canting. Or you know, I like camping. So, like, get some boxes on, put a tent. Make, give me a tent. And be like, hey,
yes.
Want to go to the forest this weekend? I'm like, fucking funny.
Yes.
Give me that. You like a clip? Yeah. If you're going to do it, give me a show.
Be original.
Yeah. Wow. Honestly.
Be
original.
Be creative. Take this as an opportunity to practice your photography skills. You know what I'm saying?
Have you, obviously, you've been on dating apps, so you see how men take photos. And so some dick pics are just like, objectively, this is just a bad
photo.
It's lazy. Like, you're doing nothing.
It says more about you, how you send me a dick pic, than the actual dick pic itself. It could be a great dick, but if it's grainy, low lighting, terrible angle, you look like shit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking poorly on you.
I'm like, do you even care?
You don't. This is lazy.
You want me? Am I supposed to get hot because
of
this? I can't even see you.
No.
Like, your room's not clean.
No. Like, the streaks on the mirror.
Oh my, insane.
Like clean up, grow
Please.
Up.
Grow up. And maybe we can fuck. Maybe.
Yes, color correct your dick pics. Face tune that bitch a little.
Put it through Lightroom.
Yes.
My God.
Like, is that too much to ask for 4K?
I agree. I don't think so. Yeah, get a real camera. You know what?
Spend 5 G's on an Arri Alexa lens.
And film a fucking short
you
on
know?
Your dick.
Give me character development.
Wait. Now I absolutely must receive a award-winning...
Are your DMs open is what you're saying?
Only for award-winning dick films.
We will have a film festival.
A dick pics film festival.
Yes. Competition.
Honestly, truly.
We will award a prize. All of them need to go through Ryan's DMs.
That's fair. That's
and
fair.
You let me know how it goes.
Shave? No, not sorry. You don't have to shave. I actually prefer... I prefer
clean
brush.
Up.
Clean
you know.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, clean up.
Whatever that means to you.
No. You know what that means. Clean up. Stupid. Yeah, no. But all in all, I do think dick pics are just, they're just fun. They're fun. Yeah. They're silly. When I send them, I'm like, no photo, no face. I'm very like.
Okay. Have you heard of. I was going to ask that.
Have you heard of LPSG?
No.
This is like gays. Any of the gay confidants.
Tell us.
LPSG is a website. It stands for Large Penis Support Group. And so it scares me because literally anyone. People who are any type of quote unquote famous, people from the internet will find your nudes and put them on there.
Oh,
so this is like, so I am like terrified. Very, very afraid that they will end up there. And so I'm like, oh no. But honestly, you could search someone's name and put LPSG afterward and you will be surprised. I'm like, it is scary, especially like knowing people. I'm always like, I don't want to know.
So you're like no face, no case.
Yeah. Never, ever, ever, ever. Cause I also am afraid. The only times I don't want dick pics is if it's someone I know, friends. I never want to know. Like, I don't like to think of my, like, strictly platonic friends. I never want to know what their dicks look like.
See, that
weird to me.
That's where you and I differ.
What?
I couldn't want to see all my friends cocked more.
What?
I just want to know. Let me see you in your rare, like, your realest, rawest form. Gay, straight, like, I don't care. I just want to know, you know?
It
helps me complete your picture in my mind.
Okay, that's
I miss
fair.
It. Like, you right now, it's a big black circle. Like, I have nothing
a big
there.
Well, oh my God, have you seen?
I watched, I set myself up for that one. I should have said a blank canvas.
No, I like it. It's like a Ken doll down there. It's just like, it's yes! Smooth. That's okay. Yeah. In my brain, I like that they're Ken dolls. I'm like, yeah, everyone. Yeah. It's just, I think that that's like the little kid in me. When I think about my friends having sex, it like the little kid in me is like, oh no, I don't want to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just,
interesting.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do you have, cause like, I definitely do have repeat. Like, I've got my good saved pics that can go out to any time, any place. And many a person has received the exact same just for you.
yeah.
spicy pick.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I just
like,
want to make sure.
I mean, I'm assuming, oh, I guess I don't know this. On Grindr, they have like a saved album type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, who your private album. And mm-hmm. so like, yeah, that's where all my best nudes are.
Yes.
And so on Grindr, if I'm sending them, you just get like a portfolio. Yes. Or maybe I'll send one. Like you can get this
I love that. This is like your portfolio.
It's like, it's my, like, you know what models, like yes. your ghosties? It's,
your
like, it's my ghostie book.
I love that. And I love that Grindr's just like, yes, this is a thing we need. This is right. information that all of us are asking for.
Right.
We make it for you. We've heard your needs. I feel like with, excuse me, the worst thing that ever happened was I was talking, excuse me, sexting with a guy who was like, send me a pic right now. And I sent one of my ghosty portfolio books and he said, you already sent me that one before. And lo and behold. Couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And I got called the fuck out and I stopped talking to that person because I was so embarrassed.
Also, how rude of him. Like,
yeah,
like
don't, you know what,
don't take that. I hate that you took that. No. What the fuck do you mean? You yeah, and you should be grateful.
And what?
Yeah, and you should be grateful. Are you gonna nut to this or no? I'm the
do
fuck.
Do you know how bad people would pay good money for this? And you had the audacity to go, wait
I've
a minute.
Seen that before.
She this background.
He
I
zooms
recognize
in on the fucking
that.
Newspaper in the background. Huh.
Next time you send me a pussy pic, hold the newspaper with the number two. Dead. But that is so funny that I was so
yeah,
like,
fuck
oh
him.
My God. Because it was supposed to be a randy little like, oh, spur of the moment. I set myself up for that one.
I also love the idea that this is like a photo from you like at like 21.
Yeah. Girl, that thing looks, I am pussy catfishing you. Fully. There was a bit in my stand-up about like how now when I go to the gynecologist, you as a gay man might not know this, but every time you go to the gyno, sure. they make you pee in a cup. That's how you test for pregnancy, STDs.
They make everyone pee in a cup.
Yeah, and that's like you can tell the health of your bladder, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
So when you were in your 20s, you go in there, you tear open the little wet wipe, you wipe front to back, you part the labia, you pee in the cup, and it was a beautiful little all just tight, compact experience.
Right.
Now, I fucking rip that shit off with my teeth. I close my eyes. I hold it under there and just hope for the fucking best. Because that thing, it is like a water hose at a fun park where it's like something my dog would attack. Like, I'm like, what happened? Somewhere along the journey, this got... there's a hole in my bucket, Delilah, and I don't have a mechanic. And you hope that it catches and you make it.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. Did you just refer to your vagina as a fucking bucket? There were so many things. I love that.
Oh, yeah, you don't have bucket pussy?
No, I don't. I have not experienced bucket pussy before, but I'm...
only rare
fun.
If you have. Yeah. It's very...
So now you pee aggressively is what you're saying?
It's just like it got flappier.
Oh,
I'll just say...
Understood. I'm following.
If I pussy catfish someone, like, they would know.
They'd be like, no,
they
girl,
would be like...
Miss ma'am.
Who are we trying to trick?
No.
They're going to find out anyway.
And that's... Okay, so that's my whole thing with, like, catfish.
Yes.
In general, is I'm like, to what end?
Yes.
Because like, if the goal of this is to meet this person or whatever, like,
which if I'm sending you a dick pic,
we're trying to fuck. Yes. That's how I feel. I'm like, or even a Grindr in general. I don't like Grindr. I don't use it often, but like when I was using it, when people didn't have their photos, I'm always like, this is weird. Because
what's the point?
We're going to meet. In theory, we are doing this to meet. So why hide?
This has happened to me before
weird.
On apps where I've been like having great conversation with someone, like the body is giving, and then we meet, and the face is like. Bro.
Yeah, like I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna have to see this. Yeah, I'm gonna have to see it. I'm gonna, and if you want me to look past it, you should put it up front. And like,
or like a private album, like you said. Like some people are like, oh, I don't want my work, anyone from, sure.
Whatever. But like when you were talking, what does it matter? Give it to me. Like, it's like, if we're gonna fuck, we're gonna have to see it. So like, what are we?
I think
it's
because people know they got an ugly dick. I don't know.
I mean, well, that's fair.
That's an epidemic.
That's, wow. Ugly. I don't know that have I seen an ugly dick?
Oh.
I'm trying to think of the ugly. I think perhaps, like when I think ugly, I think of because they're like dirty or just
stinky.
Looks unkept. Yeah.
Like they haven't cared.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is different than ugly. It feels like this is fixable. And I'm like, I don't want to be here because this looks like you don't take care of this.
And that, again, speaks more volumes about you as
correct.
A person.
Right.
Where I'm like,
why
are you scared of it?
Right.
What
right,
do you think I can do for you? You think I'm going to get in there?
My God. I'm like, this looks diseased. I would not. I'm sorry. I would prefer not.
So my favorite, I did a little research on this. And in 2018, a study published in the Journal of Sex Research found that 53% of women reported receiving unsolicited sure. in their lifetime. And there's laws that have passed since that year. Like, for example, in Texas, the unlawful electronic transmission of sexually explicit visual material law, the UETOSEVM, which sounds like a disease.
STD, yeah, like that.
it makes it a misdemeanor.
Wow.
To send without consent.
Honestly, yeah, that makes sense.
It's like a flash harassment situation. It is like flasher.
Yeah. It's just as bad as flashing.
The worst offense I had once was I was chatting back and forth with a guy, and then he just sent it in the middle of like conversation. Oh, yeah. And I opened it and like didn't say anything because I was like, wait. And then he was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I sent that. And was like, I was like, oh, is this your, like, do you want me to like, I'm confused.
Wow.
You confused me just now.
Yeah, this was fine. And like, especially, so he sent it in the middle of just like a ha ha, Cheerios, blah, 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 yeah. dick. And then like, oh, and I also had pancakes like that.
Yes.
And then you did not reply.
I didn't reply. Ooh.
And then he went back and was like, oh, you didn't?
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I sent that. That's what makes
it weird. Because if you're going to do it, I guess, sure. If you want to just surprise me.
Own it.
Go for it.
You weren't sending me pictures of your garden.
You knew you did it. And so like stand on it.
And that made me think like that's a guy's way of getting away with something and falling back on like victimhood of like,
wow.
of like, let me test the waters. And if she's not about it, I can. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
And then it's weird. Yeah.
That was the only time where I was like, man, you fucked this up. Yeah. I would have loved to see a dick pic just on the reg.
Crazy.
But you fucked that up for me.
Men, let this be known. You're going to fuck yourself up by doing that. Don't be weird. Yes, hey, don't be
an
weird.
Educational
and like,
podcast.
Truly, you can learn. You learn here.
Okay.
But I can imagine.
Yes.
But it should be illegal because I do feel. Ryan, personally, mm-hmm. I think if we have like some type of friendship or a flirty relationship, I think sure, mm-hmm. it's fine. If we are flirting, push the boundaries,
yes.
go for it. But I think, yeah, just someone you don't know, you've never talked to. I imagine, especially as like a person, like a personality, you probably get lots of.
Oh my God. And I love it when someone asks first, hey, can I send you a dick pic?
Wait.
Red Rover. Give me that dick pic. Like, I love that.
Wow.
I prefer that.
You kind of like him submissive a little. That's what it's
maybe.
Yeah,
I do.
You're a little like, oh, you need permission.
Well, it's giving gentlemen. It's giving like,
Excuse me, madam, do you mind? I would love to send you a four-letter page.
Yes,
accompanied by.
Yes, it's Bridgerton. You know what I mean? Like, it's very like, oh my God.
Have you ever gotten? Wow, send dick pics in the mail. Send me a fucking love letter and a Polaroid of your dick.
That sounds like a hostage situation.
It's like a ransom.
$5,000 under the bridge tonight, or else the guy gets it.
Not gonna lie, kind of would work.
You're into it?
Wait a minute.
Ryan dresses up like a widowed woman. Please, my child, let me see him. Wait, this is fun. This is like a kink scenario.
I was gonna say, you're setting up, and I'm like, sounds fun.
Sounds good.
I don't know. It's like a good time.
Well, Ryan, I bring all of this up to say because all of this started because I have it on very good authority that, and we've talked about this man, the confidants know I have a weird fascination with Mr. Luigi Mangione, our CEO, killer, shooter, martyr, man, revolutionary.
Yes.
Whatever you think about him, man's got a cock on him. He does. It's just a fair fact. And I've seen it. And I've seen the real one.
Oh, whoa.
Not
wait.
In person.
Oh, my God. I was like, you fucked Luigi Mangione.
The day that information came out, you would have known.
You guys know what?
I'd have written a book by now. Are you kidding me? If I was lucky enough. But I won't reveal my sources, but it is confirmed on good authority that this is the real pick of him.
Okay. So LPSG, Large Penis Support Group.
Yes. Now we know.
We know. He has a page, but like there are no dicks there. So,
and there's like AI probably.
Right.
Like we've seen a lot
happens,
of the
right,
AI
right,
on.
Right. And I'm like, but yeah, I'm, this is
yeah.
news.
So it came out. Well, this isn't public. This is like from the archives of someone, which like, you know,
right.
Great do with all. That information.
Yeah.
But the highlights from the group chat of what people said about this was, does anybody else want to get absolutely railed by Luigi Mangione? Someone else said, I don't think I could moan the name Luigi. Another person said, not all heroes wear capes or pants.
Hot. Love that.
And he's a no face, no case guy.
Yes. Right. Smart.
I believe I showed this to you last time you were here, where you saw the AI one.
Yeah. Right,
there's right, one that's right. going around that like could be anybody.
Right. Like, sure.
But then this is the one.
Wow.
Of yeah. that's been confirmed. And I like it just does look like him.
It does. It gives it, because he's got like, he's like a slighter shoulder. Like,
yes.
It is the
body.
The body of him looks like it.
Yes.
And I, this looks like a college dorm. Like, yes. this feels very like, I believe that Luigi yes. Mangione lived in this place.
100%.
Yeah. Oh my God, I believe this.
Checks out. I believe that this is this man. And it, I'll just say this. Yeah, he had the balls to do what he did.
Sure the fuck did. He's a man. Gianni. I love that man.
Gianni.
Stupid.
Now, but worth it. There's yeah. a lot of discourse about his sexuality online, which, like, listen, hey. To take from Hank Green, mm-hmm. I don't know shit about dick.
Sure
well, that's not
well,
true. I know a lot of shit about dick. I don't know shit about shit. Sure. In this case, his sexuality.
Sure.
But because I'm a perv and I like to imagine.
Yeah.
I hope to God he is a bisexual man.
So here's the thing. I think, A, sexuality is a spectrum.
Yes.
And I think the more we as a society progress, mm-hmm. the more people are comfortable with mm-hmm. exploring that spectrum. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't know this man. Don't know much about him. But I'm saying, I think a lot of Gen Z, mm-hmm. that line is so blurred.
Mm.
And when I mean,
love that for
them. Sure, and I'm like, and honestly, I, as a frat boy, I know lots of boys like to experiment in college.
Yes.
And I'm saying it would not surprise me because there are so many boys like that.
Yes.
Who, even if for one time they're just like, oh, I'm just going to fuck around or like, I just kind of like to do this
yes.
thing. And I'm like, it's okay to explore. Yes. So I think him getting 100%.
I would love for like this generation's chosen martyr to be a bi man purely for the visibility.
Wow. Representation.
Purely for the representation. Like, wow. I would like, I think people were so excited when they heard he was potentially gay.
Yeah.
And the girls were like, oh man, like, dang, he was our guy.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I know. We can share.
You can have, yeah, baby. Whoa.
We can share.
Bi people literally exist. Come on.
The right erasure. Here. In the flesh. Okay. I have a man and a woman right now.
Right.
And it just would have made me very happy to have confirmation.
I agree. And like, I guess, can he send us a message? Like
a pigeon?
A carrier, something.
Yes.
Another dick pic? Wow. You think he has a prison husband?
I would, wow.
There's some man named Bobo in there did just not play about Luigi. Bobo does not fuck around.
I bet you they are throwing themselves at him.
Oh my God. Please.
Like, he probably has the pick of the litter.
Oh my God. Yeah. He walked into the fucking, like, the lunchroom and they, like, scared. They're like,
they
baby,
all were just like,
here.
Ah,
oh my God. Yeah.
Pick a hole, any hole.
I am just a hole. Use me.
Using any. I am so curious to see what happens with him. Like, I have a weird fascination with following his case.
What is the latest? I don't know.
Okay. So, like, the latest is like all the submission of things, like people from one each side are having sure. to like submit and like cross reference and things, like, because I didn't know this in trial, but like one side can't just like whip out a smoking gun in the middle of the other side has to know
it,
about
encounter.
I didn't know that.
You've never watched Law and Order, girl?
I mean, I guess, but I didn't like, I didn't know you couldn't just be like, and we have damning
that's
it's all set up
exculpatory evidence.
Thank you. That word.
I learned that in Bring It Down the House. I learned that from Queen Latifah and Steve Martin in Bring It Down the House. But that is a legal term. And that is true.
Love that. You know what? It sounded real. You sounded confident when you said that. You said it with your chest.
Yeah. Exculpatory evidence. Yeah.
I believe. And like, sure. So exculpatory evidence.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
I believe
you're
you.
With it. Yep,
I enjoy
right.
Nicole. Mm-hmm. And
don't Google it.
So I guess whatever like the government submitted was like goose egg. Like it was real nothing. It was like a big old nothing burger, as they say. And I think now, and you know, internet sleuths are sure. trying to piece together shit, but like they can't place him confirmed confidently, like in certain places with certain
like
things.
Anything.
Like to a degree that's like, what are y'all doing? Let this man go.
Oh.
But I just don't know. I cannot wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
It really is fascinating to me.
That like that side of it, I didn't know that it had come to that where like they didn't really present anything.
I think
anything,
they're
and
being
that is
quiet.
Weird.
And like I think they're still
pulling
investigating,
the things. Sure.
I guess. Like
sure.
I don't know. You would think they'd have more if they knew more, they'd be talking about it.
More.
They'd
right.
be like, look at this.
Smoking
we
gun.
Hate this man. He's done such bad things. And like you kind of haven't heard about him since he went in, right?
Right. No. Yeah. It kind of was a thing. And then it was like, oh, and honestly, that is telling. They're like, oh, and maybe it's not so bad. And also, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, he wasn't. I don't know if he was all the way wrong.
I agree. Like, oh, we talked about that. We all have that same feeling. Like,
sorry.
Yeah. Like, there's merch out there, and I'd buy some. You know what I mean?
Silly.
Like, I don't know if I'd wear it, but I'd buy it.
Right.
Yeah. Send him some commissary.
Yeah. You know? I want him to be able to have some ramen noodles.
Yeah. He's eating good. You know he's eating good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where was that. But yeah. Back to his dick pic. Mm-hmm. I do. He has a good girth.
Yes.
And I think sometimes I think, especially on like LPSG, they're like size queens who are like, it's small. Like I imagine. So it's to me, that is something that I think that there are people out there. And that's how I know people are virgins because they tell themselves and they're like, it's so small. And I'm like,
oh, you've never seen a dick.
You haven't.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that is not. It's not. That is a very normal size. Yes. Good dick. And like people
I
are
would
weird.
Argue a little on the thicker side.
It's pushing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but people are weird. Or like, or I will say gay men. I don't know.
You don't know what the straights are.
I don't know what the readers are doing. I'm just saying. But there are a lot of gay guys who like, and I'm like, you guys are fucking weird.
Yeah.
You're weird. Stop it.
Yeah. Also, maybe you need a tinier butthole.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, maybe if you weren't taking them off, it wouldn't be so big, too small to you.
Truly.
But I also think that there's certain things that they're too big,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, there's literally nothing I can do with that.
There's such a thing as too, like, for everything.
Yeah.
There's such a thing as
too much.
Big.
What am I going to do with it? You probably will pass out when you get hard with it, and that's
it's
sad.
Not fun.
No, it's just painful.
Yes, I agree. And I think those people who think this Luigi's would be considered small, crazy. They grew up in, like, the porn world, you know? Like, maybe they haven't seen enough to make an accurate, they don't know shit.
I forget that porn is way too accessible. Well, I don't want to say that because I think the porn is healthy, can be healthy.
Yes,
but I think maybe it's accessible to a point where like it dilutes the way you see
reality.
I
only watch amateur porn now.
I prefer it.
I want a grainy iPhone.
I agree.
I want you to drop it in between by accident. I want to hear your grunt. Like I want it to be real because it's too fake. And I think the people who would think this is a small penis just watch too much porn.
Yeah, because my he's got a good wiener.
Yeah, it's a good wiener. Ryan, I did write down six or seven tidbits that I'd like you to rate, react to, give me your 2 cents. Mm-hmm. I figured to kind of wrap up the episode to give some confidant, something to walk home with, you know, something to walk away with, that if they are to ever receive an unsolicited or are assaulted by one, I thought of some things you could text back.
Ooh, okay.
I
like this.
To really like stick it home to them, give it to them just as hard as they tried to you.
That was a good setup.
Thank you. So the first thing I think you could write back is, that's cute.
Oh my God.
That's cute.
That's like... That is nuclear.
That hurts.
That's oof.
That could hurt a man.
That's like an
cute.
Wait, actually do it in a voice note. Actually, that's the way. Respond in a voice note.
And kind of sound as when it. Oh.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, I love you. Thanks. That's what that's.
That's exactly
giving.
What it is. Very nuclear.
The second thing is, I'm sure it looks better in person.
That's funny.
I'm sure it looks bigger.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, add a hey, bud. Hey, bud. Hey, bud.
Not I'm the hey, sure. bud. Sure. Hey, bud. Oh, God, that hurts.
That
so
hurts.
That
That's
hurt
painful.
Me. I don't even have a dick. My third option was I send one back.
A dick pic back?
Yeah.
Wait.
Just really confuse them. Just really fucking throw them for a loop.
I like it.
Mine looks like yours, you know, like maybe take theirs in, Photoshop it a little bit, send it back. Here, I fixed it for you. Something to confuse them.
Wait, those are two separate things. One, sending it back as if it's your own is funny, but I think editing, wow, like you said earlier, I'm going to put this through fucking Lightroom. I'm going to show you
what the cock I want.
Look like. Yeah.
Brilliant. Another thing you can write back. Mm-hmm. Thank you for submitting. unfortunately, at this time, I am not accepting below average candidates.
But thank you so much.
But best of luck to you in the future.
A corporate one, that's good. A good corporate end is great. Love
yike. I said, send a picture back of yourself holding a frying pan, but like dead serious face, mm-hmm. and say, can't wait to cook that little sausage.
Again, someone's kink. Like, to me, you respond to me that way. Don't threaten me with a good time. I don't know. My fucking work. I'm like, all right.
But if my face was like a serial killer?
Don't know. I don't. I'm
okay. Okay, you're into it? All right, we're scratching that one. Now, you know what? This is why I did this. I need feedback. Yeah,
that one I'm like, okay. I don't know. Because some weirdo out there is going to be like,
somewhere it's like, I get an influx. I get two more. Yeah, okay. Now, like, you know what? We'll take that one back to the drawing board. I appreciate your honesty.
Scissors. Somebody like, wow, have you heard of Lorena Bobbitt? Is that her name? That's the response. Yeah.
Someone's kink, maybe?
You're right. Damn.
We can't win. We can't win. They don't want to see us winning. Okay, this next one. Oh, honey.
but you got to do it in a southern accent.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, sweet honey, baby.
Oh, sweet honey. Oh, sweet pie, Lord.
I'll pray for you was one of mine.
I'll pray for you.
That's honey, I'll pray. Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Another one. I think you sent this to the wrong number. And then just start acting like a different person.
Funny.
Even if you've known them for years, they've had your number. Just, sorry, I think you have the wrong number. And then, like, be like, by the way, what time are you going to be home from the store? Like, just new conversation. Like, really, again, throw them for a loop. Oh,
that's kind of fun, because you can get into character. Like,
yeah,
you, like,
oh, we're
fully,
acting
yeah,
now.
Method. Get
yeah,
full method on it.
Next one, error 404.
Yeah, that's
just
fun.
Shoot them back like you turned off your phone, like you unsubscribed.
Excuse me, this receiver is no longer.
Error 404, penis not found.
Funny.
Please try again with a larger attachment. Hit them where it hurts. This last one, sorry, I only accept dick pics that inspire confidence.
Oh.
You know what I mean? like this one, not for me.
No.
Like. Try again another time. Work on it.
Something about this feels sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
Telling someone you feel sad for their dick pic.
Honestly, that might be the worst one.
Because I don't think that's anybody's kink. Like, you might want to be, like, degraded or, like, but no one wants to be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, that was one I wrote down was.
That's a good one.
Oh, my God, what happened to it?
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow. Oh.
What the fuck happened to it? Are you okay? Oh, my God.
I don't think I've seen one like that before.
Do you go to the doctor
for that? Like,
yeah.
Yikes.
Do you want me to call somebody?
Oh, my God.
Like, freak them out. Hey, I don't know. I'm a nurse, actually.
Yeah,
you should go to the hospital.
Wait, that is... Because, like, honestly, especially if they look normal, but, like,
diabolical.
You really should be like, oh, hey, I have my nurse. Yeah.
But, like, side. But,
yeah. Usually,
on
hey,
the side.
This
you
is
should really
scary.
See a doctor. Make
yeah,
them spend their money.
Yeah.
Make their pockets hurt.
But that mole there, I don't know, girl. That, you should really get the look.
You should see somebody. Right, my God, this has been so fun. I'm sweating from laughing so much.
It's great. Thank you for having me.
I can't believe you came back again to talk about dicks.
Anytime.
True friend.
Love dicks.
Right there. Where can the people find you?
You can find me on all socials at Good Guy Rai Rai. That's G-U-D, Good Guy Rai Rai.
Good Guy Rai Rai. Confidants, make sure you go follow. Let us know what you feel about dick pics. Have you sent one? Have you received one lately? Give us some tea and rate this 5 stars. If it's not 5, please don't rate it at all because I'm sensitive. And we'll see you next week.
Music for this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.